Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Thessalonians 5, 5-11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5-11. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. My theme for reflection is sunglasses at sunrise. Sunglasses at sunrise, living as children of the day. Some of us are cheerful larks who greet the sunrise with a hymn and a hot drink. Others are devoted owls who treat dawn like a personal insult. Paul smiles at this human comedy and turns it holy, reminding us that the Christian life is not merely about preferred hours, but about choosing light over night, wakefulness over spiritual drowsiness. The problem he names in 1 Thessalonians 5:5-11 is not ignorance. His readers already know the hope of Christ's coming, but familiarity dulled into complacency. While the world chants peace and security, lulled by its own noise, the day of the Lord arrives like a thief, startling those who live as though history were a closed room. Paul resolves the tension by redescribing who we already are, children of the day. This identity calls forth vigilance without anxiety, sobriety without stiffness, joy without naivety. To be sober is to be humorless. It is to love the right things at the right weight, to prize eternal promises over temporary thrills. Faith, love, and hope become our armor, not tools of fear but garments of clarity, guarding our hearts and minds as we live in the present with an eye on the promised future. The point is not to decode apocalyptic timetables, but to let the certainty of Christ's return press holy significance into every ordinary hour. This gospel courage echoes ancient wisdom. Isaiah's summons still rings true. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord will be your everlasting light. Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 2. Scripture, interpreting scripture, reframes Paul's calls as a participatory dawn. God's future has already broken into our now. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, the call of Jesus Christ summons us to live our lives in the tangibility of his grace. We live not toward a prize anxiously pursued, but in response to a gift already given. Christ who died for us, binding us to himself so that whether we are awake or asleep, we live together with him. The transformation God effects is communal as much as personal. Paul closes by urging encouragement and mutual upbuilding, holy practices that make the light visible. Barnabas, the son of encouragement, becomes a living parable of what it means to strengthen, edify, and restore another's courage. In a world tempted to critique and counsel, the church's vocation includes the brave work of building one another up, reminding each other who are amid the swell of voices that say otherwise. The life of hope does not retreat from the world. It enlivens it, practicing faith as steadfast trust, love as durable service, and hope as resilient joy. So what does this mean today? It means we refuse to sleepwalk through grace. We keep our eyes open to God's nearness, our hands steady in compassion, our hearts schooled in patience. We live as if Christ might arrive any minute, not in terror, but in peaceful readiness, confident that we are destined not for wrath, but for salvation. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where has spiritual drowsiness crept into my habits? And how might embracing my identity as child of the day reshape them? Number two, how can my words this week become instruments of encouragement that strengthen another's faith, love, and hope? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one person today and speak a specific word of encouragement that means God's grace you see in their life. Then pray silently for their flourishing. God of light, awaken us to the gift of your presence and steady us in the days that demand courage. Clothe us with faith, love, and hope, and teach us the joyful sobriety of lives shaped by your promise. Make us builders of one another, bearers of your sunrise in a shadowed world, until that day when the light we carry becomes the light we behold in Christ our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.